Hello and welcome to the Monday, October 20th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. At the heels of releasing Yosemite, Apple did release a security update for older versions of OS X. Now, this update fixes two vulnerabilities in particular. The first one is Shellshock. Now, the update for Bash has been available for a while now, but this properly rolls it into a security update that will be pushed to users automatically. The older Bash update you had to apply manually. The second one is a little bit odd in the sense that, according to Apple's description, it will prevent Safari from establishing SSL version 3 connections using block ciphers. Now, the Poodle vulnerability as well as the Beast vulnerability, they both only affected block ciphers. So this is a somewhat reasonable decision to only allow stream ciphers for SSL version 3. The problem I'm having is I can't really verify that. I tried with my SSL version 3 server that I'm using for the Poodle test website. That server only supports block ciphers. It doesn't support stream ciphers, and Safari will happen. Connect to it. So not 100% sure if this is just an oversight on Apple's end or if it really just affects the order in which these ciphers will be used, which of course usually is up to the server. And then there's a little bit of backlash coming up with respect to the privacy impact of some of the new features that Apple included in Yosemite. One feature, for example, does provide the user with sort of auto completions for searches that are done via Spotlight. The problem with those Spotlight suggestions is that they rely on the search term being sent to Apple. So no matter what search engine you're picking, you will be sent to Apple and Apple will do these Spotlight suggestions for you. That can be disabled, and actually the setting where you disable it, there's also a link to a privacy notice that explains this, but nevertheless, some people may be surprised by that, and there are two kinds of Spotlight suggestions. One setting is operating system wide, and then there is another one just for Safari. If you don't want Apple to know what you're searching for, and this is on a keystroke by keystroke basis, then you will have to disable both settings. Of course, if you're using Google as a search engine in your browser, then keystrokes are, of course, still transmitted to Google. Another feature is handoff or continuity that allows you to answer cell phone calls with your Mac. And now in this case, I looked a little bit at it. The registration happens via Apple, but it looks like the phone call itself and then also notification that there is an incoming phone call happens mostly locally over your local Wi-Fi. So it doesn't look, at least at my initial investigation, that Apple knows who you're calling or who you're receiving calls from. But the show notes will link to the project that does try to investigate further what data is exactly sent back to Apple if you're installing OS X Yosemite. And need yet more reasons to look at your DNS traffic more closely. German security company GData did discover a point of sales piece of malware that does use DNS to exfiltrate data. The exfiltration happens in a way that I've demoed in classes now for a couple years and has been found in the past to be used in particular to exfiltrate credit card data. And that's where you essentially just, or the attacker sets up a DNS server and then relies on the recursive DNS server within the compromised network to forward DNS queries that contain data like credit card numbers to the attacker's DNS server. If you're watching your DNS queries closely, then you should pretty easily be able to identify suspect DNS queries like this. First of all, just the sheer frequency of these queries. Usually point of sales terminals don't do a lot of DNS querying, and then also the format of these queries as well as the domains used should stick out pretty easily. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.